Welcome back for another adventure on the Outdoor Hour on your VOCM. I am indeed your host, Leslie Ann Corrigan, and I have taken the show on the road again this week. I'm just pulling up to the Dildo Boathouse Inn. I'm about to meet my friend Barb. She's going to take me on a great adventure today. You may remember Barb Parsons-Sooley. A while back, she was one of our earlier guests on the show. During the beginning of the quarantine, and when we were just able to get out hiking, I reached out to Barb, as she was at that time the administrator of the Facebook group Hiking in NL. And so she was a force in the community, a real proponent of hiking and an avid hiker herself. And she gave us all sorts of information about safely hiking following isolation restrictions that were active at that time. And during the show, Barb talked about a business that she had planned to open this year, but because of COVID, she wasn't sure if she would get it off the ground. In fact, at that time, she was quite sure she wouldn't. Well, fast forward a few short weeks, and I am here about to meet my friend Barb for the first time and enjoy a day with Wind at Your Back adventures. Barb? Hi. I'd love to give you a hug, but with COVID, we're still there. We'll elbow bump.
Oh, it's
such a pleasure to meet you.
Finally.
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm busier than I'll get out.
Well, Barb, that is so good to hear. I can't even tell you how good that is to hear.
Crazy busy.
That's good. That's good. But you've got a good team around you. You've got people helping you out.
It's all working out.
That's good.
It's all working
so
out.
So far, so good. Touch wood.
I know. Somewhere. Well,
yeah, somewhere. I'm sure there's lots around. Well, excellent. Yeah. Barb, is there somewhere we can go and have a chat?
Did you want to do it outside or
we
inside?
We can. That's perfect. We're actually recording now. I should let you know, but I figured I'd get our first meeting and then we're good to go.
Cool. There's a little beach over here. We can kind of go.
Well, let's sit down here, sure, and we can chat about the Dildo Boathouse Inn because here outside of this place here now. So what's your connection to these guys?
So the connection here is just part of my business plan was to connect as many businesses as I could in this area together. So the Dildo Boathouse, I've connected up with them to do a boat tour and a hike. So we go across to Norman's Cove and hike the Seaview Trail over there. And we also do our kayaking tours from here when the wind is good. So it's a place to get some food, you know, use the washroom, things like that, grab a boat tour. Yeah, it's just all about connections.
I love that idea, though, of bringing together all of the businesses that are, you know, individual businesses with things to offer.
Got
to
do it.
You can be that network in between everyone.
Got to do it. Yeah, it's the way it needs to be done.
Yeah. So, and you don't just operate from here, though. You have other businesses and other sort of trails and things that you frequent.
All over the Backlou Trail.
Okay.
There is... So I'll start at the end, and it's Great's Cove Studios. So right down in Great's Cove itself, and I do a hiking tour down there and just connect in with them, and they do the meal. Then there's Nat and Jane Ann's in Winterden, and they do the meals for two of my hiking tours, one actually in Winterden up the Sugarloaf Trail, and the second one is Hans Harbour. And cold plate goes with that one. That's pretty sick.
That is good.
Nothing wrong with a cold plate, just like Nan used to make with a little bit of jelly on top, you know.
Love it.
Yeah, and so there's a Dildo Boathouse here. And I also connect in the tour that's in Winterden. We also connect in with the Wooden Boat Museum, because that all ties together for the Pirates
right.
hike.
So that you have a theme, so we should explain to people, right? So you can get all this information at Wind at Your Back. NL.ca, right?
Yep,
so
correct.
You've got a website up and running. I mean, like you said, a few weeks ago, you weren't even going to be doing this.
I know.
This is incredible. You've all pulled this so much together.
I pulled a rabbit out of my hat. I don't know.
You did.
And the business plan is kind of the same, but different than what I had put in for before all the COVID.
Yes, I bet.
But then it's just developed and I don't know, morphed into what's happening now. And then everyone kept saying, "Oh, you're kayaking. I want to go kayaking." So, on a budget of one business, I've built two.
Right. So you've added in the kayak. So that wasn't in the initial plan, was it?
No, not at all.
So when we talked earlier, say several shows ago, and we talked and you had no idea what was happening.
No.
You didn't think you were going to open the business.
Absolutely not. Not even close.
At that time, did you think kayaking?
No.
Oh my gosh. That's not that long ago.
No.
So I am
fly by the seat of your pants kind of girl, if there ever was one.
You might as well. At least you're flying.
People, I don't know what's happened here in Newfoundland with COVID happening, because I used to be one of the very rare few that you would see with a kayak on top of their vehicle. And now every second one has them. They're mostly recreational kayaks, which is okay for an extremely calm harbor in close to the shore. You know, if you wanted to try it in the ocean, it's not recommended really, but that kind of thing you could. But a sea kayak is what you really need, and people are craving to get out on the ocean.
Right. And so now you just kind of, it evolved, people,
here it goes,
and here it
yep.
is. That's
yep.
awesome.
Here it goes.
So you've added in the kayak and the hiking tours. So what's the deal? I come out. I'm here right now. We're meeting outside Dildo Boat House Inn. Where do we go? What happens now?
Kayaking usually would take place. There's just a little beach here that we launch off of. And we're actually working with Dennis here at the boathouse to offer a kind of tow and go package. So we're working on trying to take some of the kayaks with the big fishing boat or tour boat that he has, and head over around the Bellevue Peninsula. And that's full of little caves and coves and everything that's so amazingly beautiful.
That Chansco hike that everybody is raving about this year, that's there.
We're gonna work all that into a boat tour and kayaking. So it's developing as it goes along. Right now we do sunset kayaks, hopefully in Heart's Delight, Islington, if we can. It all depends on the winds here. Like, I have to watch the winds every day. Like, my eyes come open 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm checking winds.
So, but you're able to pivot then. I mean, we talk about pivot, this COVID, it's the code word for COVID, but it is so true. You can pivot then, you can go to a different destination, because, you know, if you're coming out to do a kayak, you can then say, okay, no, we're going to drive on and go to a different harbor.
Yep. Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. My husband, Dwayne, designed and built a kayak trailer for me to be able to transport. I can take 5 tandem kayaks and the guide's kayak all at once, tow it behind the truck and go wherever I need to go with
yourself.
It. Myself, I have hired, like, seriously.
Yeah, we have employees and everything.
Yeah, folks. Like, yeah, I sent out my first paycheck to an employee last night.
Great.
I felt like a real grown up.
Good feeling, though.
Yeah, so I've hired local, I've hired a local bookkeeper. So there's like 2 jobs created right there, and I'm just started. I'm like in my second month.
Yes,
and not even yet.
Earlier.
Maybe, I don't know, whatever date we're on. Yeah, I might be in my second month of business right now.
Amazing. And I mentioned that earlier in the introduction. You didn't hear it because I did that in the truck before I got out. And, like, this is literally the worst business climate in the history of the world. And you've decided to start a business. And in 2 months, it has evolved into a business and a half. And here we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you did have a plan. This isn't something that just evolved overnight. You've been planning this, dreaming about this a long time, I guess.
I had the plan for the hiking. Never imagined throwing the kayaking in as well. So, I mean, I've been kayaking for just as many years as I've been hiking, but I was never, like, officially trained as a guide or had anything. It's just things I picked up. Like, my kids were cadets, so they had their level 1 sea kayaking and things like that, that they knew what they were doing. So I just traveled along with them and did it. So now, for the sake of it, I had to go and, you know, get the certificate to be all official. And
love it.
Yeah, and took Jason Suley along with me. He's my other guide. He's getting rave reviews. He's wonderful.
Sounds like a family member there, Barb.
Not a family member. Okay. Well, I'm sure probably back along through, you know, how Newfoundland goes through the jigs and reels of it a gazillion years ago. You know, he's probably like a second cousin 10,000 times removed or something like that.
Sure.
But, yeah, so he's in there, and so on this kayak trailer, whether it's Jason operating it or me, and Dwayne, through his ingenious built up, because most times, like, tandem kayaks are 91 pounds, and he built a lift on it. so that we've got a hammock that wraps around the kayaks and we can use a winch and move them ourselves on and off the trailer.
He's gonna be Bayman of the month.
He is Bayman definitely. Of the month. Listen,
There is.
Forget the Murabies. No, we're going for the Bayman of the month. I said when I went into a second relationship that I was gonna have myself a good old fashioned Bayman, and I got him.
Couldn't do any better, my love.
What does they say? It's putting arse in a cat, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get started on our adventure. So where are we going today now? You're taking me on a sort of like a private hike. We're going to have another chat in a little bit. But what's our plan today?
We are just headed as far as New Harbor right now. We're just on the outskirts of Dildo here in Blaketown, I guess. Well, the Dildo Boathouse is on the border of Blaketown and Dildo. So we're going to head up to New Harbor, and we're going out on Willie's Walking Trail.
Nice.
New Harbor is a local service district, so they have no town council. They have no support on things, you know, for building infrastructure and stuff. So this was done by a few of the local men that love hiking, and they're all either semi-retired or retired, and they built this trail. So we're going to go and hike some of it and have a look.
I can't wait. And then I'm getting a snack, I hear, from one of these local businesses and into the paddling. So yep. Can't wait to do this, Barb. Let's go.
Alrighty.
And we're back on the VOCM Outdoor Hour. I'm here with Barb Parsons-Suley. We're on an adventure. She's the owner and operator of Wind at Your Back Guided Adventures. And so, Barb, we met at the Dildo Boathouse Inn, but we got in your truck, and now we're in the woods. Tell me where we are.
We are in New Harbor on the Willie's Walking Trail.
Okay. And so before the break, you told us a little bit about the team that put this trail together. Tell us some more about the crowd behind Willie's Walking Trail.
So a group of local people. This is a local service district. So, you know, they don't have a town council or ways to get funding for trails like this. So what you're on now is all volunteer cut and made and maintained. It's just over 3 kilometers, so a 6 kilometer return, a linear trail. The views both ways are mind-blowing.
Well, just here, we're just a short ways in, folks, and we're in a beautiful partridgeberry and blueberry patch. I think I'm going to file this away and come back and see. Definitely in a few weeks. And I see lots of different types of berries. It's a forager's dream here. But the views across Trinity Bay are just spectacular, like you said.
Yeah, it's great here. When when you get up to the point, you're looking right over at Sunnyside. You're looking at the bulge of Center Hill, which is the highest point on in eastern Newfoundland, actually. Butterpod is our highest on the Avalon. It's amazing. Just full of history.
Oh my gosh, it certainly is beautiful. So Willie, we still haven't talked about exactly who Willie is and how this trail came to be. These gentlemen and these people got together in New Harbor and said, it's a great trail, we want to make it.
Yeah, so Willie came into my life during COVID.
And, like myself.
Yeah, like a lot of people I've met recently, for sure. But I came up and went snowshoeing with them. And this trail was here, but he has developed it since. He started with some rough bridge work and things like that, and then went on. So Willis Williams. Yeah, and he has a whole crew. His brother is in on it, his wife, friends. They've all been maintaining and putting all the work and lumber and whatever into this. It's all their own go.
So this has come together since COVID?
Yeah.
Wow, this trail. That's incredible, because we're on it, folks. I mean, it's obviously been walked on much longer, but they've got bridging put in and they've got signage and markings put up. It's wonderful.
They've been using it for a few years, but I have started promoting it. The views and stuff, to me, this is like our chance cove. This is the next undiscovered amazing trail here.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's keep going. I'm excited. So we've stopped to take a spell here now. We're on a beach as part of this Willie's Trail. There are several beach accesses along this trail that they've built, some stairways and access points to the beach. And we're on one of those right now. We're overlooking Trinity Bay. And that sound you hear in the background, Barb is actually boiling the kettle for us. And we've got sandwiches packed from the Dildo Boathouse Inn and massive cookies. I don't know who you think is eating all this food, Barb. but they're looking after us.
They definitely are. We're only on a little walk. I hope the kayak is going to, I'm going to need the calories to build up for the kayak, I guess.
You got 3 hours in a kayak, you'll be all right.
That's right. I'll burn all this off, especially those cookies. So Barb, you know, we talked a little bit about this trail and the people that have built this trail. I guess these are people who are descendants of generations of people who have come in. When people come to your tour here, do they get a little bit of that historical background? Are you a tour guide in that sense?
Absolutely. The history and the culture of people around here are big things, and the nature, because right now you've missed it, but I'm staring at an eagle sitting right in the top of the tree there. So it all ties together. But yeah, the history of this area is huge. I'm originally from Bay Roberts, and I live on the Trinity Bay side now. So I have the Conception and Trinity Bay history. I won't say down pat, but I always love the history, and I like learning about it. And these waters are extremely historical. I mean, we all know that the English Canada was basically started here in Newfoundland with a settlement in Cupids in 1610. The only other English settlement in North America at that time was Jamestown, Virginia, and they settled in 1607. So we were the very start. When John Guy came here, he couldn't believe the size of the trees. He was talking about how huge they were. And at that time, much of England had already been deforested. So they were cutting trees here. They were coming over with rocks as ballast in their boat and supplies. And they'd, you know, put off the supplies, dump the rocks, and they would actually fill up with just the logs themselves. Or once John Guy had a mill started up over there, they'd load up in Cupids and go on with the lumber back to England. So in milling the lumber, they also built the first seagoing vessel, the Endeavour, it's called. If you actually go to the Wooden Boat Museum in Winterden, and across the street from it, you'll see a skeleton of a boat. That's actually the skeleton of what the Endeavour would have looked like. And they started to build it there, and they went, the designer at the Wooden Boat Museum said, I don't know how this floats. So, I mean, they went right to the plans. John Guy and Henry Crout, both of them were settlers over there, and they kept, like, amazing, amazing diaries. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of information on, right down to their trading with the Beothics, and the first trip that the Endeavour sailed on was in through Trinity Bay here. And they went to Dildo. They were actually going up the river then after they anchored in Dildo to go to Dildo Pond. They were trying to find the Beothics to do some trade with them.
Right. I mean, this is a place. This is a special, Newfoundland in general, but in this area, there is so much history and prehistory, as you've mentioned, about trading with the Beothic, but also very close to us right now, there's a couple of Dorset archaeological sites and things like that. So if that's your bag, this is definitely your place. Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, you go out onto Dildo Island. I mean, you know, Europeans were definitely, I mean, we settled here, but I mean, definitely not the first people to be here at all. The Dorset were on Dildo Island here, and there's been proof of that dug up. Bill Gilbert is an amazing source of history for our area. He's actually from Blake Town, so he's right here on the Baccalieu Trail. He grew up in places where he ended up digging and finding all these things. Like you go to Blake Town and just at Russell's Point behind the Ultramar station there. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can go out to a beautiful spot with storyboards, and that's a place where they found a Beothic summer camp.
Yes, and there's a maritime.
Oh, no, it would have been would have been a winter camp. Sorry, yes, because they're inland. Yeah.
It is. There is so much to talk about, and it's so great to see. I mean, I know obviously you were planning to do this beforehand, but I think COVID has given us an opportunity to look inwards, and a lot of people who would be spending their money going to other jurisdictions right now are vacationing at home. All the Airbnbs and B&Bs and hotels are filled up. You can't get a place to stay, so people are soaking this information up, I think, sometimes for the first time.
I had a lady with me in Greats Cove this past weekend, and she grew up in Hans Harbour. And so, I mean, she had been to Greats Cove I don't know how many times, and she was like, didn't realize how much history was here, like the stories behind it all and the people that were here. And you're right. So, I mean, besides the fact that people are getting out and learning about themselves, essentially, mm-hmm. because it's, you know, I'm a true believer that you have to know your past to keep moving forward. We learn from things that are happening in the past, and things that, good or bad, I always say, because people now are, you know, it's, I won't get into it, but it's a little bit of a touchy subject with our history and certain things that happened and certain people that made things happen. But good or bad, it's our history. It's a part of what developed us into what we are right now. And that's huge here on the Baclew Trail. It's, we were the start of English Canada. Yeah. So this is us.
There's a story to tell. Absolutely. And Barb is one of the people who's telling it. And it's great. And there's stories like this all over the province. I love to see people sharing where they've been. You know, we would be normally looking at your pictures of your Blue Jays game or what have you. And now we're looking at your pictures of Grosmorne or of the Baclew Trail and areas like it. So it's great to see. And it's great to see businesses like yours thrive during this time, you know, and to kind of make the most of this, I guess you could call it an opportunity. I assume you're going to be looking forward to welcoming people from out of province at some point.
Eventually, yes. I have to say that the local support has been unbelievable. People from like my own community and very close surrounding communities coming out to hike and to kayak that I wouldn't have expected it, but it's wonderful. Like, a big thanks to everyone. And yeah, to start up, I mean, I couldn't believe that I did it, and everything is going as well as it is going, and everyone's enjoying it. I mean, the reviews are great and everything. And you know, last month I remember talking to Rick Stanley of Ocean Quest. Is a great friend of mine. He's actually from Heart's Delight, so his heart is here into this as well, and seeing me grow. And I've had several conversations with him over the last couple of years. And I was like, Rick, I called him. I was like, CBDC just approved my loan. I said, we're in the middle of COVID. And he's like, just do it. You'll get your feet wet. You'll figure it out. And man, I've been figuring it out like fast and furious, figuring it out.
Never mind your feet.
Oh yeah, like I went in head first. There was nothing to do with my feet. They were the last ones getting wet.
Yes, exactly. I love it. Well, you might as well, right? Jump in. And you know, sometimes we look at ourselves with a bit of an inferiority complex. It's almost like getting ready for the real company to come with your own family. But I don't believe that anymore. I think there's value in the local traveler, and this year is helping us all realize the value we have to get by traveling, but it's also giving operators that knowledge that there's a market here as well. So it's great.
And I don't treat anyone differently. I mean, I'm guiding for myself now, basically, for my own business. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess not guiding for myself, I guide for other people. But I mean, I've been doing it for the last 3 years, and I don't treat anybody any different or go over things any different, because a lot of people don't know the history here. They don't know the things that happened where they're standing. And so I don't look at anyone from Newfoundland any differently than I would anyone from, you know, Massachusetts or California or wherever, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's great to hear. We're going to have a little snack now, folks. I shouldn't say snack. We're going to have a feast from the Dildo Boathouse Inn, and we'll check back in. This is Leslie Ann with Barb, Wind at Your Back Adventures in beautiful New Harbor. I'm Leslie Ann Corrigan for your VOCM. Welcome back to the Outdoor Hour on your VOCM. I'm Leslie Ann Corrigan, your host, and I have once again taken the show on the road. I'm in beautiful New Harbor right now with Wind at Your Back Adventures, and we're here on a kayak. We were just on a hike, and you heard our chat with Barb earlier, but I'm right now joined with Jason Suley, and he is Barb's kayak guide, and Jason's going to tell us a little bit about a beach that we've landed on right now.
Yeah, so we're in Marley's Cove. This is Marley's Cove. And one of the features that we're looking at here right now is a collapsed coal mine. This is an entrance into a collapsed coal mine. And the best that we can find out so far is that we know that the coal mine was over 100 years old, and it was mined right from the beach here. And so the entrance is completely collapsed. But if you were to climb up those rocks just a little bit and look down into the opening there, there's a small opening, and you can actually look down and see into the shaft. So it's pretty cool. A little further inland is an actual open shaft that I believe is accessible from hiking. You can hike in from Spread Eagle and come into Marley's Cove here and access it that way. But this is a beautiful little beach here. And there's a little picnic area, a little fire pit up there that's been placed in recognition from the old lumber, from the old logging industry. That was these are the two main things that kept Spread Eagle going when it was a community. and that was the lumber and this mine here. It's really neat.
So how long ago did the mine operate? Do you know, Jason?
The best that I can find out right now is that we know it's over 100 years old, and we don't know how long it operated for. I did find paperwork on the registration of the mine, but I can't find any dates on actually how long it ran.
It's incredible. So how would people have gotten here? Would they have come here by boat to work on the mine, or would they
Yes.
come in overland?
Okay. Yeah, they would have come in by boat. There is a trail that does come into Marley's Cove, but this would have had to been done. They'd come in by boat, do their mining, and head back out.
Incredible. There's so many stories that people don't know about right in our own backyard, and you'll never find out if just by driving by these towns and just looking out through your car window. So you do have to get out and get involved and see what's out there, because this is a sight to behold for sure. So Barb, we're here now getting my second cup of tea since I've met you. It's fantastic. We're best friends now. We've had two cups of tea together.
Definitely.
Nothing wrong with a cup of tea. I'll tell you what, this is the most beautiful place I've had a cup of tea in a long time. We're here at the little picnic area that Jason just described to us, and you were telling a little story about how you guys found this place. So, you know, you've been operating in this area, or, you know, you've been scouting out this area to find places where you could operate. Tell us about how you found this place in New Harbor.
So Jay and I have been watching the wind charts and trying to figure out where we were going to go, because when you get a southwest wind here in Hearts Delight and other areas, it pounds right on the shore. So where we are right now is right between Norman's Cove, Long Cove area, and Dildo. So we're in a little cove here. We just said it was called Marley's Cove. And so, yeah, we were just looking to scout out, and we were like, well, this shoreline leaving Spread Eagle and coming down along was completely sheltered. So it's called the fetch when you're in along the coastline and the wind is not hitting you. It's going over the top of the cliffs and going out further in the water and not touching where you are.
The sweet spot for kayaking,
the
I
sweet
guess.
Spot, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, because we try to stay coastal, where we say we're kayaking for everyone. Like, you don't have to have any experience or anything. So we stay coastal so everyone can enjoy it. And well, it's a lot prettier. You can paddle out in the middle of the bay, but you're not going to really see anything. Mm-hmm. This captures everything. So yeah, we were coming down. I was like, okay, let's go up to Spread Eagle, you know, famous spot, haha, the name, we're in Spread Eagle right across from Dildo, so all funny. And so we just started paddling down the shoreline, and it was like, oh, that's nice, oh, that's really beautiful. And then it started going, what? Now we're like up to that Naked Man where we're in behind this huge sea stack. And then we got a little bit further, and there was like a stingray swimming underneath us. And we're like, what?
I think I should interject for a moment here, because we should clarify what the Naked Man is, since we're on that vein of discussion. And it's a sea stack, and we were inside there, and it's a beautiful little cove. And in the middle of it is a freestanding sea stack with one tiny tree growing on top of it. It's been growing there for decades, you say?
Well, if you're in between Dildo and Spread Eagle, you got to have a Naked Man, right?
Wouldn't go stray, I guess.
If you're bringing in all these Newfoundland names and talking about us, it's all about the laugh.
Yeah. So full disclosure, folks, I couldn't pick a Naked Man out of it, so I don't know where the fishermen are getting. I think it's definitely some sort of tongue-in-cheek somewhere along the way, as Newfoundland fishermen are known.
That one little tiny tree that grows on the top of it, as far as I can trace history back on it, it's for sure 70 years or more. And it's been there blooming and green.
Amazing.
So,
and the sea life underneath this in this little cove was just incredible. We had sea stars in our hand, and there were sea urchins. And I noticed some little anomaly with the sea urchins that I'd never noticed before. Each one of them had a little rock on top, and you say that's for camouflage from the gulls above.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. Yeah.
In the shallower water, they're just giving themselves some extra protection and camouflage.
Right. I'm not here. You can't see me.
Yeah. You can't see me. I got my eyes closed, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It works. But yeah, so we're here. So tell us a little bit about this, you know, how you found this place. You must have just been absolutely, I mean, this is perfect. It's a little picnic area.
We try to do our boil up on every kayak and find a beach and come in between and give everyone a break, which is nice. You get out and walk around and see a little more than what you would staying in the kayak. And we just kept coming down the coastline, and we came into here, and here's like stairs leading up to a beautiful green picnic area, a little river running out.
A little fireplace.
Little fire pit.
A little brook where you can catch trout in. It's ideal.
Yeah, so like score. Jackpot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's just absolutely beautiful. So we did do a little more looking into it, and you can hike out here. As well, you can leave Spread Eagle and hike. I haven't done that yet, but it's on the list. It'll
I'm
get done.
I'm willing to bet it will be done.
It'll be done, yeah, for sure. But for right now, accessing it from the sea is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I would highly recommend. So we're going to take another break here, folks. I'm going to get another lunch, my second lunch. You guys are going to think that I'm eating twice in 1 hour, but through the magic of radio, it has been a few hours since I last ate, I promise. We'll be right back on the Outdoor Hour on your VOCM. And we're back for the very last segment of this beautiful adventure here with Barb and Jason of Wind at Your Back Adventures. And guys, I have to say, as the sun is literally setting on this perfect day, it was literally perfect. So we've hiked, we've eaten twice. And we kayaked, and we were in little caves and coves and saw all kinds of great things. So how do you guys feel at the beginning of this business? When you have days like this, what does this mean to you?
This is a jackpot kind of day. You hit these calm winds, beautiful skies, great people. I mean, you can't really ask for any better.
No, this is you know, for lack of a better word, this is an epic evening. You know, we've had great weather. The skies are incredible. We've seen wildlife, and that's the beauty of being out in this part of Trinity Bay. We get to see these things, and even if the weather isn't good, usually we can find a spot where it is, and we can get out and enjoy this.
Yeah, it's just
fantastic.
Special place, that's for sure. Yeah. So Barb, I mean, on a personal level, I noticed that as we were coming back in, it is, like you've mentioned, a beautiful evening. On a personal level, as you're hanging back, watching everybody kind of go ahead of you, do you take a time to pause and think, like, wow, this is my business and we're doing this? And
absolutely. I had a big moment in Great's Cove a couple of weeks ago when I was guiding a hike down there, and I was watching everyone explore around the rock walls and everything, and I just stop and think of that old saying, if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And man, oh man, is that ever true. Like, so absolutely true. And I'm trying not to well up and talk about it, but I mean, like, I've come a long way in the last few years, like from sitting in therapist's office going, you need to go outside. I'm like, what do you mean go outside? Like, I go outside all the time, outside with my kids. No, you need to go out and connect with nature and find yourself. And here I am, I've been out, I've found myself. Now I've started a company and be able to employ local people and bring in local businesses and expose the Baccalieu Trail and especially the Trinity side here to tourism and show people what I've seen is here all along. And it's just absolutely amazing.
And your passion for this place is absolutely contagious. It really is. And yours too, Jason, and just the knowledge that you guys have. You know, it feels like you've been doing this for a lifetime.
Yeah, well, like Barb said, when you're doing something you love, it's hard to call it work. And when I get to sit in the kayak and call that my office, it's just phenomenal. And then to be able to share it with people and to share our knowledge of the area. And you know what, like, this is stuff that's been passed down to me from my uncles, my father, my grandfather. So it's great to pass it along and keep it going and keep it alive. It's just fun.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. And you know, the outdoor industry in Newfoundland and Labrador and the tourism industry in Newfoundland and Labrador is made up of people who have done just what you guys have done. They've taken a passion for a hobby or for a pastime that they have, and they've turned it into a career. It takes a lot of guts to do that, to take that chance.
Yeah, like I always say, who starts a business in the middle of COVID? Yeah, if everyone who said before that I was crazy, you're crazy for what you do. Yeah, I'm pretty much crazy.
Yeah,
I'll agree
now,
with them. I'll agree with them all. But you can't knock this. It's absolutely amazing. And I don't know what to say half the time. Look what we're looking at. Everyone can't see it, but I mean, like a pink sky with fluffy little clouds and calm waters. I mean,
a few stars starting to poke out.
Yeah.
And yeah, a man actually having a fire on a beach is literally peak Newfoundland right here.
Oh, yeah, like yeah. We're in a tourism ad vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next for you guys? I mean, this is obviously just the beginning. You're obviously on your way to do something, some great things here in Trinity Bay. So what's the next step?
Well, this was only supposed to be hiking. Now we've brought Jason on and started kayaking in it as well. And we're looking at, both of us are going to get our captain's license for Zodiacs. We're looking at possible snorkeling. That's coming along. And this is going to be going all year round. I'm going right into guided snowshoeing and cross-country skiing.
Amazing. So is that something that you're hoping to get going for this winter?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've started the momentum now, so it might as well just continue. And I didn't want to be a seasonal business because the outdoor here, I actually enjoy winter more than I enjoy summer. So I definitely want to continue on.
Yeah, I can kind of, the mosquitoes that are nipping at us now, I can kind of see why winter is a little bit preferable.
That's right.
Absolutely, yeah.
I must say, yeah, we're being eaten alive here, but that's all part of it. And that's the thing.
It is, yeah.
I think, you know, one of the blessings, Nancy, who was paddling with me in the boat, she and I were talking on the way back in, and she said, you know, one of the blessings of COVID is that it's bringing people together. It's bringing communities together. It's bringing families together.
Right.
It's enabling people to get out and enjoy their surroundings, but also kind of get to know their community and you know, kind of get out and explore, just walk around, just, you know, get in a boat, paddle around and find yourself in your own hometown. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, we talked a little bit earlier about just like the local support. I mean, people from the Trinity Shore, some from, you know, on the Conception Bay side, like I haven't had a whole lot of people come from St. John's yet. It has been a lot of local support, and that's amazing. Like, I'm so thankful for that. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that really don't know the history and what happened on the land and the waters here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And like a lot of people, that's one thing they say when we go out on one of these paddles, and they can't believe the beauty. They've never seen it like this before. It's a different way of seeing your island. Even in a motorboat, it's still different. We can get so much closer to the shore. We can get so much closer to nature. You're not spooking it off. It's a different way of seeing everything along your coastline.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It just gives you perspective.
It does.
And I find that too. I mean, when we were on the hike earlier, and I'm not one for quadding and things like that, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, some people love it, and I can totally appreciate the rush of that, but you miss the sounds. You miss the actual, you know, you can see the sights and what have you, but to me, it's a full sensory experience right here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, look at the little family of ducks coming in.
Coming in to look at people. I wonder, are they on a little tour right now?
They probably are. Look.
That's right.
That'd be me out front there.
That's
look, come look, guys.
Yeah. And Jason in the back making sure we're all okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, folks, I cannot thank you enough. It has been an absolute dream of a day. I will tell you that I will 100% be back for some of the winter excursions and for more tea.
There's always tea.
And tea bombs, because I'm obviously starved to death all the time. Anyway, I really cannot thank you enough. Like I said, it's been wonderful, and I'm really delighted to see that you guys have taken your passion and turned it into a job, and that you're supporting all of the other businesses who do the same in your community.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Really great.
It's about teamwork. No one stands on their own here. Like, this is, and that was one of my goals right from the start in my business plan, and everything was teamwork, to work with all the other businesses that have already been here and been successful for years, other businesses like myself that have probably just started out. Just everyone hold each other up. If we all hold each other up, we're all going up.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't get ahead by climbing on someone else.
No, definitely
absolutely.
Not in small towns and small places like this. And I think more businesses and more regions, you know, the Baccalieu Trail is, you've got a force behind you with all the organization and things and the businesses that are here, and you're willing to work together. And I think it's awesome. I think that's the way all of the regions should be doing it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's great to see. I'm sure we haven't seen the last of you. I know you haven't seen the last of me.
Excellent.
Perfect. Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks again, folks, for joining us. I am Leslie Ann Corrigan in beautiful Spread Eagle with the Wind at Your Back Guided Adventures. And this has been the Outdoor Hour on your VOCM.